On Monday, President Trump returned to the White House from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, which raised questions for Idaho Matters listeners. Audrey Regan reports on what Idaho health experts had to say.
President Trump is likely still contagious at this point in his COVID-19 infection, according to Dr. David Pate, a member of the Idaho Coronavirus Task Force. He says people who have tested positive for the virus should isolate for at least 10 days.
You should not end the isolation until all the symptoms are gone and you've not had fever for at least 24 hours without any medications that suppress the fever, which certainly the steroids that he's getting would.
Dr. Patrice Burgess from St. Alphonsus Health System says that in addition to suppressing fever, those steroids can cause side effects such as trouble sleeping and euphoria. And Dr. Bart Hill from St. Luke's Health System says not everyone recovers from COVID-19 quickly. According to Dr. Hill, at least 10% of people experience symptoms long after the initial infection. Symptoms like fatigue, cognitive impairment, and long-term heart and lung damage. Audrey Regan, Boise State Public Radio News.